Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. After N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. And we would love to hear from you. So please give us a call, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, if you want to social network with us, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama page, well, the Smooth Drama group, actually, on Facebook, myself, or he of the shiny appendages, Mr. J, will add you to the group. Once again, he of the shiny appendages, Mr. J, will add you to the group if you want to get in. And if you're on any social network, you can follow us, add us, whatever it is that social network tells you to do, and we're there. Let's do it. Let's talk about it. Email questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You can email your questions, comments, and concerns to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you're listening live on Blog Talk, you can chat with myself and Miss Brown Sugar in the Blog Talk chat room live as we go through this. Or if you so desire, you can go to the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com, and there's a live chat room there, and we can have all kinds of delicious conversations. You like delicious conversations, Brown Sugar?
You know, I love them. You know, I love them.
Okay. So, as y'all see,
delicious conversation.
Delicious conversation. See, Brown Sugar is there. She's going to meet you at Delicious. On the corner of Delicious.
Yeah.
All right.
Delicious and scrumptious.
Delicious and scrumptious. That scrumptious is a good word. People don't quite use scrumptious enough. We need to put out a petition. Use scrumptious more. Anyway. Speaking
of saying it, like we started saying shiny whiskers, and then we'll just, you know. It just happened.
Yeah. Right. So what we can do then, from here on, we are going to upgrade from Tales from the Apocalypse to Tales from the Scrumptious Apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because some people have apocalypse. We have scrumptious apocalypse. That's how we do it, smooth drama style. All right. First and foremost, I don't know if you heard, the Washington Redskins will now be called what?
The Washington. Well, aren't
they'll
they?
Be,
what are they? Washington.
Yeah, they're the Washington football team.
Yeah.
That's an awesome name there. Yeah.
I mean, That's a good placeholder for a time. Like, they don't have to stay that way, right?
Oh, well, dude just being an asshole, right? He's mad because he can't use the racist name. He's like, so since I can't use the racist name, I'm not going to put a name up there at all. It's going to be the Washington football team. That's what I'm going to do. I'm tired of y'all telling me I can't be racist no more. It hurts.
You and that voice. Oh my god.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing to know. He's mad. He can't be use the racist name no more. And so it's like, we're the Washington football team. Which way did he go, George? Which way did he go?
That's one of my favorite cartoons. I love that one.
I
mean, I don't see anything wrong with the Washington football team. That's what I'm like. Is it because they just won't have a mascot or?
Pretty much, yeah. And you know, people love their mascots.
Do they?
Apparently. I mean, the whole name thing is a big deal. He's like, we can't just pick any animal or bird or whatever. It's like, you know, hissy fit. We just not gonna have a logo since I can't use my racist one. Not gonna happen.
I feel like people are still going to use the Redskin one. I don't think people are gonna change from that.
I mean,
if you're a football fan, you know what I mean? Like, the diehards are going to stay.
Yeah, well, I mean, so, for example, the Washington Wizards used to be the Washington Bullets. It's kind of problematic, right? So you don't want to be the Bullets. So you became the Wizards. It wasn't a big deal.
It took me a minute, though. When they became the Wizards.
Right.
I mean, I understand why they changed from the Bullets, but I don't know.
But
it took me a minute to get used to the Wizard thing.
Right. But they suck, so it doesn't matter. It's like they're the Wizards, and my life didn't change not one iota. They still suck. Now they're not the Bullets no more. They won one title as the Bullets a long time ago. As the Wizards, it's all good. Nobody's hurt. There's nothing to see. And so, if he named it something else, the Washington water bottles, it wouldn't matter.
Oh, people
don't care that your team wins. You'd have to pay me, though.
Yeah, well, of course. The people love water bottles.
I know. So, exactly. The mascot would be a giant water bottle. A dude just naked in a water bottle, just running around. Boom.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway.
I'm liking this.
I'm glad I sparked you. Anyway, speaking of spark, the smartest man in the room. You know who the smartest man in the room is? Brown Sugar?
You. No, it's you.
Not even close.
It's not you.
It's not me. It's the dude in Jamaica. Jamaica won the lotto. He collected $651,000 in a Darth Vader outfit.
He is a smart man.
Smart man. He was like, you know what? I know everybody and their mama is going to try to kill me, rob me.
Yeah.
So, he's showing up in his Darth Vader. So, now you have to guess who has a Darth Vader outfit that lives on the island. Boom.
Well, hopefully, he didn't tell any family members.
No. That's why he showed up in the Darth Vader outfit. He didn't even give his real name. He just something Wilson. Jay Wilson. He's like, you know what? He was going all the way anonymous with it. I was like, that's the smartest man in the room right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
He is very smart.
Yeah. So shout out to...
Because Jamaica is not the place to play.
No. Nowhere is the place. You know how that goes.
If you win the lottery, you think people would try and kill you? Oh, I don't think that.
They're trying to rob you.
I just don't think. Yeah, I think they would try to rob you. Well, I guess if you died in the place of the robbery, then maybe, okay, fine.
Yeah, people die during robberies. It's one of them weird things.
Yeah, that's like, okay.
Weapons are involved, right? Nobody walks up to you like, hey, I'm robbing you. Can you kindly take your money out of your pocket and put it in mine? It doesn't happen.
Okay.
Doesn't happen. I'm just saying. Just saying. Anyway. Smart man.
Okay.
Now.
He was very smart.
Now, there's another dude. I won't say he's smart. I won't say he's dumb. But in Deja Vu in Las Vegas, there's a man on video in a costume. And he just walks in. Well, he didn't necessarily have on a costume, but he has on a mask. And he walks in and steals a 3-foot-long, 40-pound dildo.
Wow.
Three foot long. It's like this big giant thing that he's carrying. It's 40 pounds. He just walks in.
Dang.
Show you how gangster he was. He just walks in, picks it up, and walks right out the door.
Dang.
Yeah. You know he's serious because he weighs 40 pounds.
Exactly. So it's kind of like, let him just have it. And
retail
is $1,250.
Yeah.
$1,000.
There's video. Yeah, it's $1,250.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is using that though?
I don't want to know. Because there's just stories there. There are some stories there that you probably never want to hear about.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. Like, if I was into all that, I would have it as a conversation piece, but it would never be something I would use.
Well, I mean, so, you know, as a guy, there's no practical use for it for me. I don't see it, you know, because it's like if you know, homies come over and you got a 3-foot dick just sitting in the front room. I'm guessing.
Well, hopefully, when the homies come over, you put it away, and you only bring it out when the ladies come over.
Oh, okay. So you walk into a guy's house and he's got a 3-foot dick in the front room. What are you thinking?
Like I said, it's a conversation piece. Immediately.
Yeah, that's a weird conversation. Yeah, right, exactly.
Really?
Yeah. See what I'm saying? It's weird.
I don't think it's a weird conversation.
Okay. All right. So it's just weird for me.
Now.
All right. So,
you're not really interested in dildos anyway. Not really.
It's a 3-foot long dildo.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that would be a good conversation piece to find out what is his character? What is he really about? Is it like a joke? Is he a humorous person? Is he sadistic? You know, I mean, hopefully I found all that out before I came over there. But, you learn a lot about people by what you see in their home. So
true. So he's weird. He's weird, right? Because he walked in and stole it. He just walked in. I mean, because the video just shows him walking in the store and walking right back out. Just like that. So he's weird.
I want to know who he is. We need to find out who he is because I want to interview him. Because I want to know why. What was the fascination?
Yeah.
Like, why would you even think you needed that?
I don't know.
What I mean?
No.
I mean, you're never interested in someone's reason why, especially when they do something unusual.
Well, yeah. So we say, all right, so you ask him, hey, why did you, one, steal it? Two,
I know why you stole it.
Okay. I guess. Still a little weird, though. Just a little bit.
Oh, I'm not saying he didn't do anything, you know, that wasn't weird, that whole situation wasn't weird. Why you're curious, though, because it is weird.
Okay. All right. Well, another example of weird. So apparently, packages from China containing mysterious plant seeds have been showing up at homes across the country.
Yeah, I read that. That is very weird.
And I'm like, one, why would you open that? If you didn't order nothing.
Exactly.
And you ask people, did you order something? They're like, no. Yeah, I'm not opening it. It's from China. No.
No.
I'm going to leave it.
Because when you open it, you don't even know what it is. That could be some virus that you opened.
Exactly.
And you know that when I read it, it reminded me of anthrax.
Right, exactly. Remember they had that scare. Well, it was about a decade ago.
Yeah.
So they were sending anthrax through the mail. And I'm like, that's the first thing I thought of too. Like, hold on. So I'm going to open up a package that I didn't order with some weird seeds or whatever. No, I'm sorry.
Well,
yeah, I didn't order this.
Right,
but you open it up and you see the seeds. If it's in a package, I'm not opening that package.
No.
One, you already violated by bringing it, one, in your house. Two, opening it up and you don't know what the hell it is. Not going to happen.
I agree totally. I'm taking that straight to the police or the fire department or something. I don't know, but yeah, people who are actually opening it up that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of crazy, since we just segueing along real smooth like through this segment, you know there's people who are like, I guess, the relatives of the Titanic. And so they're like, the Titanic's voice must be rescued from the wreck before it disappears. I'm like, what voice? Yeah. I'm like, what voice? Right. They did two movies. I saw the first one in black and white with Ernest Borgnine. And the band was playing while the ship was wrecking. That's the one thing that they kept in common. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I'm playing, if the ship is sinking, but dramatization, right?
Yeah.
And so found out the main cause of the Titanic. You know, we were all under the assumption that, you know, well, I was under the assumption that there was a drunk dude at the helm who didn't see a giant iceberg and let ship hit it, right? It's like, you're the worst captain ever. Apparently, that wasn't even there, Brown Sugar.
I didn't know whether the guy was drunk. I just thought whoever it was didn't see the iceberg, so.
Yeah, because icebergs are so hard to see. Apparently, there was a fire in the ship's hull, which researchers say burned unnoticed for almost 3 weeks leading up to the collision. Now, I'm going to say this. That had to be the worst assembled staff in the history of staffs. One.
Yeah, it has to just, there had to be new seamen.
There's a iceberg that you missed first. That you couldn't miss. It's just, you just hit a giant iceberg, split the ship in half.
Yeah.
Second, there's a fire that goes through 3 weeks in a row unnoticed. Who the fuck is working there?
People who don't know about ships.
A fire for 3 weeks. That's a long
time.
That's
really interesting. That's a long time.
You don't notice a fire for 3 minutes. You don't notice a fire for 30 minutes. 3 hours, but 3 weeks. That's 21 days.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, it was a huge shift. So you have to wonder, like, what, where was the fire happening?
Apparently,
and was it happening in a place that nobody ever went to? I mean, like, you would you smell something, or could you just not smell it because the ship was so big?
You can't smell it for 3 weeks.
I'm just apparently not.
We talking about 3 weeks worth of smoke on the ship.
It must have been like in the belly, like down in the belly of the ship.
Where nobody ever goes.
Nobody ever goes.
And air doesn't escape out of, ever. Because it's on fire. Yeah, because you would, man.
Wouldn't have it exploded or something, or imploded, or something would have popped off, or...
All right, so
I mean,
we
fire
know,
needs air, doesn't it?
Right, fire needs oxygen, right?
Yeah.
All right, so fire needs oxygen. So that means air was getting through.
Yeah.
Because if it burns for 3 weeks, there's a lot of oxygen going through. There's a lot of stuff that can burn. I mean, because burning a fire for 3 weeks? 3 weeks.
Okay.
All right. I'm just saying,
it had to be contained, though. It had to be contained in some kind of way, because then the ship just would have caught on fire. The whole ship, right?
Right.
So it had to be contained in a certain area where it couldn't escape.
I'm just going to say worst staff ever. I'm just going to ride with that. Management and staff, because management hired them.
I mean, for sure, but that sounds like it was supposed to happen. Something was supposed to go wrong with that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was supposed to happen. That was just like supposed to happen. The ship was supposed to be no more.
Works for me. All right. Speaking of being no more, so there was a guy. You know that, you know, nowadays people are doing a lot of Zooms, whatnot. So these couples were doing a Zoom where they did the trivia, and so one of the questions was, if you could have sex with a celebrity, who would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Or someone that you would want to have sex with. And so it's three couples. I think it's three or four couples. And one guy picks his spin instructor, because apparently he had been telling his wife, hey, my spin instructor is hot. All the rest of the dudes, who did they pick, Brown Sugar?
J-Lo, Halle Berry, Gabrielle Union, Jennifer Aniston. I mean, you said a celebrity.
No, I just said who they wanted to have, who was their ideal sex fantasy. And so...
And they picked real people?
Yeah, no, he picked a real person. Well, celebrities are real people. That's...
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, my babysitter, your babysitter. I mean, the
right,
nanny, you know,
yeah.
They're not like
right.
They're not accessible people.
Right. Yeah. He picked his spin instructor. Everybody else picked their significant other or a celebrity. So, you know, right there. There's an issue, because, you know, you're supposed to pick somebody that, quite honestly, is unattainable. Spin instructor that you meet a couple times a week.
Yeah.
So you're lusting after the spin instructor. It might cause an argument or two.
Yeah. I mean, unless you have that kind of marriage, you know what I mean? Unless.
Yeah, they're not Will and Jada. So, yeah.
Well, see, even Will and Jada, though, keep that to themselves. You know what I mean? They're just not out in the open with it either.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? They're just not talking about it, so.
Yeah, so.
That's the thing.
Dude,
so, like, we might
dude
understand
messed up.
That that's okay, but everybody else doesn't understand.
Well, yeah, this dude, yeah, he was not intelligent. But
so did he get beat up in the Zoom meeting?
I'm gonna guess they might still be arguing. I mean, something that she'll never forget.
Wow.
I just
neither
just
will
guess.
He. I'm sure he's sorry he said it.
Yeah, but he wasn't. He didn't understand.
To me, how can you not know? Like, I wonder how long does it say how long they've been married?
No, it didn't matter.
I mean, it kind of does. I mean, if you're
okay, all right, okay. Well, I guess it depends on your relationship, like you said before.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Like, you never know, like, what happens or what's said behind closed doors. So if they've always been open. Say they were dating and it was okay to talk like that. And, you know, sometimes marriages, you know, that changes things sometimes. And now that we're married, then, you know, I don't mind you talking like that, but we're not going to talk like that in public.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right,
I always
think
it's weird for people who don't talk like that, though.
Yeah. But
I think it's weird for people who all of a sudden, because you got married, then you don't see anybody else. It's always weird to me, but okay.
Yeah, I agree, but
yeah,
we're talking about 20-some-year-olds and
okay,
fresh.
And see, that's the thing. So then they're young and they're new and they don't necessarily, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think when if I was 20, it would bother me.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me now because I'm not 20, but yeah, and you understand, you know, things, you understand things differently the older you get. So, but at 20, I think that would have bothered me. It wouldn't bother me.
Okay.
Now, yeah.
Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to go on break. This is Wu-Tang Clan. Try it.
Tearing up your battle zone, ripping your slums. I twist sides from the heart,
7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So there's a tennis player. And she went through some problems. Because she on her Instagram had the nerve to post pictures of herself in a bikini.
Oh, I follow her. Oh my goodness. The
yeah.
I can't remember her name.
Naomi. Osaka. Yeah.
I was really surprised at that though.
Yeah. She got the, is that pregnancy or quarantine stomach? and then there are people like, hey, you don't need to post nothing. You should stay an innocent little girl. It's like, and I don't know why you post half naked pics of yourself, have some class. You don't need to do this. I didn't know that if you took a picture in a bikini or a bathing suit, you were classless. Did you know that?
No, but I kind of get what because when I saw it, to me, it was a little bit risque because she's a teenager. She's not an adult, I don't think, unless she is just now 18.
Wait, hold on. Stop.
She's
22.
She's
22.
She's young.
Nope. Yeah, she looks young because she's 22. 22 is really young.
Well, no,
yeah.
I'm saying I was thinking she was younger. Just I guess I've been following her for a long time. I guess I thought she was just now 18.
Yeah, nope. She's 22.
I mean, they're not risque pictures, but I mean, I guess
right.
I don't know.
I mean, so. And I guess this is that part where people say you don't have class if you take pictures of yourself in swimwear. So I'm going to take a guess that the majority of the people who are out there criticizing, they probably don't get out to the beach too much. It's sort of like when we talked about the story where the woman was upset because her little boys were looking at the woman in the bathing suit like, you can cover up because my sons are looking at your butt. It's like, well, that's what they're supposed to be doing.
I feel like that's a bit too much, but
okay.
I don't know. I feel like. Because I'm guilty of this. I feel like women, you can't be sexual, but we're always sexualized. But we can't, you know what I mean? If somebody else is doing it, then fine. But if we're doing it to ourselves, then it's a problem. And I guess now I'm not really, like, taken aback by it since she is 22. But then at the same time, I do feel like, you know, you don't have to do that. She doesn't have to do that. She does have talent. And I think, you know, in a society now where you don't have to have any talent to get noticed, why would you do something like that? I mean, because the pictures are kind of sexy pictures. They're just not her in a bikini. They're kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
kind of sexy pictures. So.
Right. But so, all right. So, because what we have happening is people are upset with somebody because they're sexy. It's like, well, you're making me do. No, that is not on her. I'm sorry, but if you're one of them assholes that's going to front on her because she just happens to look good. Look, that's you're supposed to just be happy she blessed you with the pictures. You know what? Do your thing in the privacy of your home. If you're just going to jerk off, whatever. Appreciate the pictures. She gave them to you. You saw it. Boom. Be good with it. But the whole criticizing and folks want to judge folks because, hey, they're feeling sexy. So?
Yeah, and that, you know, and that's always been, because usually, and I'll say this, if it's a man, then he's kind of maybe feeling insecure about himself because she does look young. So I could see where you might have a problem with that. Like I said, I didn't even think she was 18 yet.
Yeah, she's 22.
Yeah. And just the whole idea. But I also feel like in this day and age, and it's, you know, it is just two pictures. It's not like she has a whole, you know, spread out on her thing. And most of her pictures are of her with her family and, you know, playing tennis. So, you know, I just feel like if you don't have to do it, though, if you don't, I don't know. I just feel like people who have to do it, then that's fine. Because, you know, but I think if you have, like, a talent or whatever, but then there shouldn't be anything wrong with her doing it if she does, too, at the same time.
All right. So once
so
again,
I'm kind of torn with it.
All right, so we have tennis, right? Tennis.
Yeah.
What are the outfits in tennis that are required?
Well, skirts, tennis skirts, or
No. They're not wearing dresses. They can't wear tights.
No, they're not
what
wearing.
Are they wearing? Right, what are they wearing?
They're wearing the little tennis, even the
little mini skirt, right?
Yeah.
Little mini skirts. They're wearing little mini skirts. Right. Everything dangling out. It's all good if you wear proper sexualized tennis outfits. Because remember, you know, it was the thing when Serena. Serena had on the cat suit tights.
Yeah.
And the booty was sticking out. And they was like, oh, my God. But the booty's sticking out in the mini skirt is fine. We want to control how we sexualize you.
Of course. Well, isn't that what it's all about?
that's my point.
I think that's why they do it, though. Like, if she was doing it to, like, have some control over her own sexuality then, or how she's viewed, then, you know, fine, not fine. That's why I said I'm kind of torn between it, because as women, you know, we're constantly in this show some skin, but don't show too much. You know, I was always told, like, if you wear, like, a short mini skirt, you shouldn't wear, like, a tank top. You shouldn't show too much skin. That's trash. So, I mean, as you know, and growing up, I mean, it's hard. You don't know, and don't have. You know, like if you have curves, you know, that's even you have even a worse of a situation, because even if nobody ever says it to you, if you have girlfriends that have talked about other women that are dressed a certain way, then you already know that that's not an option for you. Or if you call your mom or your grandmama or your aunt, you know, it's just not people talking to you. It's what you've heard.
Yeah, but see, this is the point. Who says she's even sexualizing, right? So, now we have a situation. So if my body was right. And I get on Instagram, whatever. And, you know, I'm lifting weights and I'm flexing. Am I being sexy?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I showing off or whatever? I mean, should I be penalized for that? Should I be taken apart because I'm flexing? Like, I work hard, look at it.
Well, no, because you're a man. Men aren't taken apart. Every now and again, you will have a man. That's, you know, they'll kind of, you know, give them a hard time. But most men don't. That nobody even says anything. Or if they are, you're looked at as eye candy from other women. So, you know, it's that double standard. So I don't, it's not the same.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna move on from that because it chaps me a little bit when I hear.
It does me too. I'm not, you know, like I said, now that I know she's older, then it's not a big deal. It was a big deal when I saw it because I thought she was younger.
Yeah.
But, it does. But then, you know, I also go with that whole, you know, leave that for the Kardashians. Let them and the Instagram models want to put their butt on top of the sink and take a picture, you know, let them do all that.
I don't know. Maybe I'm old, but I don't even look at that stuff.
Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, but
I don't really look at that stuff.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Maybe it's just I don't see it. I don't get it. But
there's lots of men that do. So
yeah, I know. I kind of figured that. So
yeah,
we're gonna talk about
the scrumptious apocalypse here now. We went away from it. So we're going to go into the scrumptious apocalypse. Your president said he's not ready to commit to election results if he loses.
Yeah, I don't understand that. So what does that mean? Does that mean he's not leaving the White House? Or what does that mean that he's going to blow the White House up if he loses? Is he taking people out? I mean, what does that mean?
Right. I mean, we're talking about the dude that cheated to get there. They have proof that he cheated, but it's not proof, right? And he's saying, if I lose, they're cheating. Because remember, he said they were cheating for Hillary. It's like, but she lost. Okay. They didn't do a good job. They cheated for her.
Right.
If they cheated for her, she's supposed to win. That's kind of, it's like, I cheated and I got a 52 on my test.
You're feeling pretty bad about yourself.
Yeah, your cheating skills are null and void. And so, that's funny. I don't know what he's going to do either. It adds to the intrigue.
Funny. It does, but it's so funny how he puts stuff out there. He can just say something, and people will go with it. It's unbelievable to me. Like, you know how they talk about the influencers? He's like one of the biggest influencers that I'm like, wow, no matter what he says, no matter how crazy it is, people just go with it.
Yeah, well, see, they go with it, but you got to remember that most of the people, see, you got two types of people that voted for him. The people that he gave money to that they don't disclose, all these businesses.
Those
folks. And then you got those people who you'd be scared to be around or live around. Those people.
Yeah.
You know them really, really scary people.
Yeah.
Those people. So that's who he's influencing. So if he's influencing a bunch of dumbasses, hey, you know what? You just got to back up and respect that. Like, you know, if you go, like when he was talking about ingesting bleach and folks was going to the hospital, they're drinking bleach. You know what? Do your thing, homie. Do your thing.
Yeah, I was kind of mad that the CDC was like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not good. I'm like, no, let him do it.
Let him do it. You know, if there's a bad idea, I'm not gonna get in the way of a dumbass. I'm gonna let you handle that.
Yeah.
Do your thing. Speaking of which, so you know, there's a few other things that he's done. Like he gave a secret order that gives more power to the CIA for cyber attacks.
Meaning
cyber attacks. So that you can protect America's cyber interests.
Oh. Okay. So what is that? I mean, what is the CIA? Are they watching so we don't? Are they the ones? What do you say?
Well, so, you know, the funny thing is, at the same time, they accuse China of digital authoritarianism. Which basically they're saying that China has more influence over the digital cyber world than the United States. And that's a problem. Because it's only cool if we can spy on everybody in the world. Y'all can't spy on everybody in the world, too.
Of course not.
Yep.
I mean, yeah. No.
So, I mean, if you wasn't sure if you were being listened to, and like I said, hey, look, you've been listened to for a long time. So it's nothing to, you know, if you listen, it's nothing, it's not a big deal, right? It's just, you kind of, it's legal. Now, it's legal. So, you don't have to really worry about it. It's legal. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And so, also, you know about what's happening in Portland.
Anarchy?
Yeah, well, no, it has an official name, Brown Sugar. It's called...
Oh, I didn't know that. What is it called?
It's called Operation Diligent Valor.
Okay.
So, yeah, the federal officers unsolicited. Now I heard of stuff like that happening. Like, look, you know, Gestapo, stuff like that, where, you know, I think didn't the Nazis, is like they would just secretly round people up and just take them. That's kind of what they kind of did. They didn't tell nobody because it didn't come through Congress. It wasn't an official act that we were told about. They just, hey, there are some folks in Portland and we just taking them off the street. Now, what happens a couple weeks later is old Lori Lightfoot from Chicago. She comes along and gives them permission to bring federal officers into Chicago. Now, this is a double-edged sword here, because one, it's federal, potentially federal troops are being authorized and activated, because they say that they're just federal officials, federal police, which is troops, but we want to call it something different, that appear in an American city. Now, I do have a word to say. White people. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're going into Chicago. No, yes, white people, they're going into Chicago, right? And they're going to arrest a lot of black folks, black and brown people. But you know, they set these precedents for you, the anarchists. It's not for us. We're not the anarchists. We're not the ones that are going to cause the major problem. Because if we was going to do that, we'd have done that a long time ago.
Exactly.
It's for you and your militias. So now they can send, because they set the precedent, they can send federal officials, a.k.a. military, into American City. Yeah. Say thank you to Lori Lightfoot, who circumvented her governor instead of getting the National Guard to come in. Because I don't disagree that the violence in Chicago needs to stop. Right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, this precedent here just says that anytime they deem there's a situation, the federal government can now intervene and say, hey, we're just going to send in troops, which was the founders never wanted that, to have a standing army going into the city. That hadn't happened since the Civil War. But boom, here we are. Yeah.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I almost forgot. Yeah, he dismantled the Obama's fair housing rule. Also, it was supposed to lessen the impact of racial segregation in America's neighborhoods. So Ben Carson said, because it's all Ben Carson's idea, wink, wink. He said he's replacing the rule known as the Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing with the plan that more loosely defines the standard for fair housing as access to an affordable and safe residence. They found that the Obama regulation to be unworkable and ultimately a waste of time for localities to comply with. They said it was social engineering under the guise of desegregation.
Okay.
So, yeah. Social engineering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
I don't know.
Yeah. So if you wanted to buy a house in certain neighborhoods, which, quite frankly, I don't know. You can't move into a neighborhood where you potentially gonna put your kids and yourself in danger. And so I think some of these militia neighborhoods, as I would call them, Confederate flag neighborhoods, yeah, that's probably not a neighborhood for me.
Well, I don't think most of us would want to live there unless we just absolutely had to, but that's not like we're not looking to live there.
Oh, well, I mean, we know that, the fair housing was just so that you would consider someone for a neighborhood. Like, if you see the perfect house for you, it's in the neighborhood looks good. But then they see you when you show up, or as we know, a real estate agent will, hey, you get this market. And so these people go to these neighborhoods.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the difference. And so it's allotted that way.
So Obama had it to where everybody would be considered, and Trump is taking that back and making it to where it's segregated again, or what?
No, no more.
Or
well, it's always
saying,
it's been segregated on the low, right?
I mean,
but it's now.
I mean,
but it was against the law, right? It was against the law. Now it's not. And that's the difference.
And see, that's the thing, like, I don't know. And I'm assuming that a lot of these issues, and I'm not saying, and, I could be ignorant of it. I don't know. But, my view is always skewed because I'm from California and haven't lived anywhere else. So I feel like even in the South, I don't think too many, it's segregated kind of like on purpose, right?
Yeah. Well, it's just certain people don't want you in their neighborhood.
But then
and
do you
so,
want to be in their neighborhood in certain areas?
Well, yeah, it used to be. So that's we talk about the question of integration, whatnot. And what used to sound like an ideal situation, because, hey, I'll be in a better neighborhood, I'll be in a better school system, but basically, you'd be subjecting your kids to all kinds of hell.
Yeah, emotional and, yeah.
Right.
Mental.
Psychological trauma every day because you're one of three black kids in the whole school. And if you don't have that jump shot or you can't catch the football or whatnot or run the 4-3, yeah, they don't really
yeah,
have a use for you.
Anybody. Yeah.
Right. Don't have a use for you.
Mm.
I don't know. I think that's that part. But then we have the other scenario where you have some of these non-gentrified neighborhoods that have been allowed to not flourish, right? So you don't have industry.
Mm-hmm.
So like I always talk about how Oakland has no malls. Oakland
mm-hmm.
doesn't have a plethora of
commercial opportunities, mm-hmm. like you see in other cities, right? Because once again, Oakland doesn't have what the other cities have, and I don't understand it because my survey of Oakland, Oakland's beautiful, and some places that aren't quite as beautiful, but they have more commercial opportunities. It's an interesting scenario because one could say that if they had more opportunities, maybe some of the people who are downtrodden would get those jobs and do some things.
I agree. Yeah.
So, yeah. On that note,
I don't agree.
We're gonna go on break here. This is Keith Murray, the most beautifulest thing in the world.
Y'all listen to Logic 6 Tom and the Apple Tower was coming to life the blue ball and the ball is in your group too. With the musical, mystical magic, you know how you work upon the tax skills and vocabulary too. All the hits and the disinvention is so brand new. It's true, I'm in the planetary and like Doctor Who.
Sugar. That was Keith Murray, the most beautifulest thing in this world. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435.
All right. So, yeah, it's having a spirited, somewhat spirited debate in the chat room where there's a team of voices who feels like if the governor can't protect its citizens, the feds have a right to bring in force to protect its citizens. I am of the belief that each state should handle its own unless it gets, now it was and is a crazy situation in Chicago, but I think that they did not exhaust all of their resources properly. I think you should allow that state to handle its citizens. When the federal government comes in, I don't know. I see bad, because we're talking about crime and how do you solve crime and issues. We're talking about that. But what happens next is the precedent. You know, what happens next? Where do they go next? See, because once again, we're talking about, you know, some gang-affiliated cats that aren't that big a deal. Yeah, what happens when they come for militias or groups that they don't agree with, you know, political groups that they don't agree with, that they just send the feds in? Because you can make up a story saying, hey, this group, Brown Sugar's group, they're dangerous. They're Antifa. And we got to take them out. And what happens?
Yeah.
People say Brown Sugar's group is Antifa. And so Brown Sugar, and anybody who knows Brown Sugar, gets taken off the set under the guise of, hey, the federal, you know, agency, whoever, because it's all murky, right? Because we don't know who the hell's going down there and what they're doing.
Exactly.
And what is the aftermath? What are the legal ramifications of them just taking people off the streets? And where do they go? How do they go? It is tricky because they're coming for anybody that they disagree with.
Yeah.
That's the precedent that I'm talking about. You know, yes, we want the violence to stop in Chicago, in any city where there's unnecessary violence. But people who come in with no oversight, and there's no clear plan in motion. We don't know what they're doing and how they're doing, why they're taking people. Because we're talking about protesters, but who are they really taking? It's like Portland. It was an operation that no one knew about, Diligent Valor, and they're just taking people in unmarked cars. They're not saying who they are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so, yeah, old Lightfoot has no clue what she just unleashed, because, you know, his team of voices says in the chat room, oh, yeah, they'll come to the suburb. What's the plan? That's what I'm talking about. If you disagree with someone, so let's just say the president 12 years from now, He had it in for a certain politician who rankled him the wrong way in a certain town, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'll come for you. And I can, you know, I can use whatever tomfoolery I can make up and spin a story and say you're whatever boogeyman that is of the day and come and take you and all your supporters out. Boom. That's what I'm talking about. Bad precedent. But I enjoy the discourse. But we're going to get into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, Groundhog Day. You won't believe this, Brown Sugar. But, did you know, the Catholic Church had a sex ring with young boys. It's another one that came up.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, it's just... It shocks and amazes me that people still allow them to practice. I mean, you know, there's freedom of religion, but I'm like, can you really have your kid go to these Bible studies? And I know people will say, well, that's somebody else and that happened in the past, but this is about the 400,000 case?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Another Catholic Church case. I don't know. Doesn't matter where. You know, because we know that what is happening generally is they get in trouble. You don't go to jail. You get reassigned somewhere else where you can repeat the problem again. Groundhog Day. So you don't know that there's a predator in your midst because they just show up. So it's like now. So if you're a member of the church and a new priest comes in, you gotta be looking at that priest like, oh hell no. It's in a predator from somewhere else. Where you come from.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now speaking of where you come from. So Mike Ditka, former NFL player and former NFL coach of the Chicago Bears. He came out, if you kneel, I don't care, you need to get the hell out of the country. And I'm like, you know, isn't that what they always say? And instead of wanting to solve the problem. So it's like, why are you kneeling? I mean, and at this point, everybody knows, right? If you don't know, you're deaf. You're obviously blind because you've watched no TV. You've heard no TV, apparently. You were in the woods somewhere. And so it's like the brutality that is displayed toward one segment of the population and not on the other. One would think that, hey, you know, that's wrong. But you get the same people with the same thing. If you don't like what's going on, you can't protest. You know? And here's the thing about the national anthem, which is even worse. We as Black Americans, we're supposed to be beholden to the national anthem, even though the guy who wrote it was a racist. He's a racist. And the second verse is talking about obey your masters, slaves.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be down with that. Now, let's reverse that for a second. We come out with a song and say that, hey, this is the song that we're going to play before. And the song talks about how white people should obey their Black masters.
Mm-hmm.
It it probably, one, it wouldn't get played. Two, nobody's standing for that. They're like, oh, it's an abomination. You know, and so, yeah, I hear, oh, in the chat they say, you don't have to respect it. You shouldn't disrespect it. But it's disrespectful to us on GP. Just right off the top, it's disrespectful to us. And that's the point that we just never want to touch, right? So it's disrespectful for us, and we got to eat it. We have to eat it.
Yeah, because it's always been that way. So why do you want to change now?
Right. That's why we want to change. Why should we want to just take blatant disrespect? Because
yeah.
It's disrespectful. It ain't even disrespectful. It's, you know what? It is straight up hate towards us. And we supposed to just respect the hate being shown towards us. You won't take that hate. Nobody's supposed to take that. We supposed to be able to take the hate. But nobody wants to take that hate back. I mean, the fact that we don't want to have nothing to do with folks that hated us. Because this is what we're talking about here. We shouldn't be disrespectful to people who hated every aspect of us. They didn't even regard us as human beings. And we're supposed to respect them. We were just
a number.
Right?
But what has changed, though? Well, I mean, are we still regarded as human beings?
Right. I mean, but see, I'm just talking about this song. This song here, everybody, oh, you disrespecting the national anthem. Yeah, it's a racist song. Change the words to something that's racist towards white people and it won't get played. But for us, we have to respect it. Because that's just the way it is. That's the way it's always been. We supposed to just eat it, take it. It's all good. Why y'all being disrespectful? See, disrespectful would have been out there burning the flag and shooting at white people. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
A dude or a female taking a knee quietly as advised by someone in the military. As advised by someone in the military. Yeah.
And I thought taking a knee was showing respect.
Right.
If you just like sit down, that's disrespectful. Like I can count on maybe one hand how many times I've ever stood up for the national anthem, and just because I just never have. I don't, you know, I really don't know why I never have. I just wasn't interested in doing it, but. I mean, to me, that's more disrespectful than taking a knee.
I don't know. I've never stood for it.
Stand up for it.
We were taught not to.
Yeah, and I, you know, I don't know if I was taught or I just know I there's been a few times where I have. I do know that. I'm not going to say I never have stood up for it, but there's been more times where I didn't stand than I did. So to me, that's more disrespectful. Me just sitting down than someone taking a knee.
Well, see, once again, the disrespect that is. I mean, because basically, us asking, hey, can you treat us fairly? That's what we're talking about. I mean, because, you know, we talk about the media. It had nothing to do with the media. I was taught that the national anthem was a racist song as a child. I was taught that pledging allegiance to the flag was idolatry as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, it's like they're both wrong. And that was it. And that was, the Pledging of Allegiance was a religious thing. That was a religious thing. You know, most folks who are, what we want to say, Orthodox Christians, they would say it's idolatry. It's against one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no idol before me. But, you know, that's if you have an Orthodox view of the world. I mean, some people are like, well, hey, nah, I'm past that up. See, it's sort of like what you say, like there's the people who would take and pick the best parts for themselves, and we can throw out all the other stuff. Well, yeah, well, we can skip that one. We can skip that
one. That's what we do as a society anyway.
Yeah.
We pick out everything that's best for us, so.
Right. Well, you know, you shouldn't kill, but unless it fits our interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. These things. See, and that's, you know, because we hear them talking about being a Christian nation, but I'm like, so what part of your Bible are you about? I mean, because you're definitely not about your Ten Commandments.
No.
It's your commandments. I mean, you have folks who sit up there and they'll talk Bible all day, but don't follow any of the basic tenets in your book. It's your book, and you don't even follow it. But see, that's why I said it's one of those things we can't get into that argument because it just makes sense.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and I mean, there's just not enough time in a day either. So
yeah, well, I mean,
even have a discussion about it.
All right, so we got to talk about stuff that's more important.
I would agree.
You know what's more important?
What is?
You know, the NFL said that they're going to play the Black National Anthem if football ever comes back.
That's more important?
Apparently, that's what they said. I was like, okay. Because that's, we have that phenomenon now. I like to call it, we call it the hashtag radicalism, hashtag activism. Where we just put these slogans out there. We can paint some stuff on the street that still has nothing to do with treating people the way they're supposed to be treated.
I agree.
But I tweeted it.
I don't see
it.
How that helps.
I'm good because I tweeted it. Yeah, I tweeted it.
So that makes it all right in the world?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I was just wondering. I mean, you know.
Yeah. It's one of those things. I mean, I still can go outside and, you know, if police stop me, I don't know. And I'm not committing a crime. As what folks don't understand. It's like my life is on the line, not because I committed a crime, not because I'm carrying weapons, not because I'm trying. It's just because I went outside.
And you're black though. Even you're black.
Yeah. We won't talk about that, right? That shouldn't even be a part of the conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was supposed to be the secret part.
Yeah. I mean, well, we're all over the place right now. We're in the middle of our, as we call it, scrumptious apocalypse, where it's everywhere. I mean, if it's crazy, it's happening. And we're talking about an administration, because I'm not just going to say president. I'm going to say an administration that has rolled back pretty much everything as far as regulations, has done a lot of secret orders and set precedents that we won't see maybe this presidency, but maybe the next one or the one afterwards, you'll see some of these precedents that have been set come to fruition. You know, it's gonna be nuts. I mean, because one, you could be spied on legally. If they don't like what you say, they just come get you. Don't even have to identify who they are. Throw you in a van, a car, whatever. You don't get a court date. You don't even get to know where you're going. All the stuff that's supposed to be your constitutional right, all that stuff has been thrown under the table. Folks don't understand that when you let the illegal in, it takes a whole other turn, because the illegal and the corrupt, they're stealing money, they're stealing your rights all at the same time. It's crazy. You worry about trivial things like why I gotta change the name of my mascot. Or you worry about, all lives matter. Okay. We'll see if all lives matter when they start coming for y'all too. Because exactly. if you give them carte blanche to come after us, don't think that you exempt. Y'all the ones with all the guns. Y'all the ones exactly. that they come for. They not coming for us. They already got us. We already in the box. Nah, the precedents are set so they can put y'all in the box. Oh, you anarchists. All you people who disagree with the government. That's for y'all. But you'll see.
Exactly. Yeah, it will come around.
It's the history of the world. You allow certain freedoms to be not given and think, oh, it's just a segment of the population that it doesn't matter. Then you come find out that you getting taken too. Boom. That's where we're going to be. But hey, you have the Washington football team. That's what's important. Play sports and shut up.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that, but okay. Especially since you can change it at any time, after, so I don't know.
That's how you feel?
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. I don't see a big deal in it.
I know. All right. I don't either. I thought that it was interesting call. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. And if you want to continue this conversation, you can go to smoothdrama.com and jump into this chat room, and we can talk a taste to end the show. Other than that, we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.